The GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
GAA Ragas Falchuk, Gian Clark, and Luke Classgale, and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comeck, as usual on a Wednesday night. And well, tonight the focus is very much on ladies' Gaelic football and ahead of Donegal's Ulster Senior Football Final Championship meeting with Armagh on Sunday. I take the opportunity to go down memory lane with two members of the first ever Donegal team to win an Ulster Championship. Mary Gordon, now Mary Harkin, was captain of that team, and Deirdre Gallagher, now Deirdre Gallagher, was at midfield on the first Donegal winning team to win an Ulster Junior Championship. That was back in 1993. So I'm delighted to say the two ladies are in studio with me tonight. They've braved the elements and hurricane, I'm not sure whatever the name they call it, but they've come in tonight. And Deirdre, first of all, very welcome tonight and delighted to have you on the same, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell me, 1993, Mary, you were the captain. What's the memory?
The fact that it's so long ago, it's hard to remember sometimes. But look, I just remember the buzz that was about the whole county at the time, family, friends. It was just fantastic. We were very lucky. It was the first year of the county. It was just set up. The ladies' football had only started in 1992. So just the atmosphere and, look, everything escalated from the start.
Yeah.
And the more we won.
And tell me, how did it all come about? Because you said it only started in 92. Was there a club scene before that?
There was no club scene before 1992.
Right.
It only started, the first club games in the county started in 1992. The first league started then. With people like Hugh Devaney, Kevin Byrne, I think, got together maybe and set the whole ball rolling. So from there it really took up. We started just probably with a few clubs at the time.
Yeah, how many clubs were there? There was,
well, myself, I played for Unions. Dare you played for Terman, Clohanealing, where I live now at the minute. They had a team, McCool's, Airua, Ballyshannon,
Urris.
That's right. Yeah. My first game was in Urris. It was a friendly.
And tell me, was your background in Gaelic football? Had you played it before?
No, I had a background in Camogie. I was playing County Camogie at the time.
Right.
Never really thought seriously that I would change to football, although my father would have been a great football fan. But thankfully, I suppose, I took the plunge and I dedicated myself then to football.
You started with a club first in St. Junan's?
Started with club in St. Junan's, yeah. As I said, my first friendly game, I remember, was in Urris, you know, and I absolutely loved the game of Gaelic. You know.
And Deirdre, your shall we say, involvement, how did that come about?
Well, just the same as Mary, it was James Harkin, who happened to marry Mary after that, and Shamie Freel decided in Terman that they might try and see how ladies' Gaelic would go. So, oh God, half the parish came out. It was fantastic. We had a great crowd of women who came out.
And that was 92 as well.
92. And then we got word then, we got word through the clubs that they were going to have a county team and that there were trials. And I don't know, did we put ourselves forward or did our manager? I don't know. But myself and Ailish Harkin and Noel Alcorn from Terman went up and the three of us got picked, which was fantastic. And it was just such a big deal at the time. Mm. It was such a new thing and, oh, it was just so exciting and such a privilege to wear a county jersey that I will always remember.
What was your background at?
Mine was basketball. Now, although GAA was always in the house because we lived at one stage in Kilcar, between Kilcar and Glencolmkill, so we were steeped in GAA there and Daddy played.
Your late father played.
Yes,
he played for Cavan, wasn't he?
He did. And Downing's then was his club here. And so I think basketball skills are very good for Gaelic football, you know, and I had the height, I suppose, at the time, and I had the hands, and that's where it came about. I loved it from the word go.
And how come it took so long for Gaelic football, for ladies' Gaelic football? And then it seemed to just mushroom all of a sudden.
I don't know. Maybe ladies thought they couldn't play it. Maybe men thought the ladies couldn't play it.
Yeah.
Might have been as innocent as that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
It took somebody to come together and set the ball
rolling. Because a lot of girls would have played underage with the boys, maybe up to 12, 13.
Yeah.
And then I think the rule come in that they couldn't play after 14, was it, or something?
Yeah, 12, I think. 12. 14 at the time, yeah.
Yeah, because there was some very good, you know, I know. Some,
oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And what was the reaction initially to the ladies?
Well, although we had great, I mean, Donegal had won the All Ireland in 92, which probably was a great help as well.
Yeah.
There was a great buzz, so it kind of helped everybody. It's like Ireland playing the World Cup, you know, everybody wanted to play football. But we did find that it was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard. I mean, we did our training. We travelled to Town of Willie in Donegal Town. I don't know if I'm sure you know it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we trained there in a very uneven pitch, and we actually changed our change rooms at the back of a horse box.
Right.
You know. But that's what we were willing to do that.
We knew nothing else.
Absolutely. It was either Town of Willie, Glenties, you know, we knew nothing else.
Yeah. And who was the first manager?
Pat Walsh from Bundoran managed. Yeah. And he had background team of Kevin Byrne, who was in Unions.
Yeah, Kevin was a great man for the ladies, wasn't
he? Fantastic.
Well, his sister Joan was played.
Yeah. She
was amazing.
She was fantastic. Yeah, she was an all-star colleges player and
that's
everything.
That's right, yeah. Shan Gavigan.
Yeah, another
Glenn
good footballer, yeah.
Paula Loughlin.
Yeah, he played with Aero.
He was
Aero
at that time, yeah.
Yeah, they were good and they were dedicated,
fantastic.
In fairness.
Yeah. And each one brought their own to the table. It was fantastic. Yeah.
And tell me, what's the memory of we'll talk about Ulster first, because I know when we go on to the All-Ireland Deirdre, you have a great story to tell. But
fabulous.
What's your memory of the Ulster champion? I know you beat Fermanagh in the final.
We beat Fermanagh in the final. That year, I think we played actually in National League. We played 7 games in the National League.
Right.
And we won 5 out of the 7, as far as I can remember. And to get to the Ulster final, we had previously beat Tyrone. And then we played Fermanagh in Irvinstown in Fermanagh. So it was a away game for us.
Yeah, it was a massive score, wasn't it?
It was
9-12 or something.
Have it here somewhere.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Yeah. I should know it.
Yeah. It was 9-12.
9-12 to 4 points, yes. It was very, Joan Byrne, who scored 4-6 maybe, and Denise Dunyon, who scored another 3-1.
Yeah.
You know,
and
to
remind us of the team.
We had a 16-year-old in nets that time, Brona Gallagher, a Unions player. I'm sure you know her father.
She's in America now, I think.
She's in America at the minute.
She's in Mississippi listening.
Hello, Brona. She actually got in the team, I think, because Maria Carr, our first goalkeeper, broke her wrist previous to that game. So Brona got in 16. As far as I can remember, I think that was Brona's third Ulster final that year. She'd played minor and under 16 finals.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So myself played cornerback, and we had another great person then, Eileen McGinley. I'd just like to mention Eileen, who's died since then.
Yeah.
Her second anniversary is coming up now on Friday. Great player, great Clonaily woman. Cornerback, Bridget Clark. St. Eunan's, Deirdre Sweeney, halfback, Grace Mead, Arua, and Eileen McCusker.
Yeah.
The halfback line. Deirdre Gallagher, or Galligan, I should say, at the time, who waved her father, I might say, on the line out.
Nearly got kicked off the team.
Absolutely. But look, there were the things that we remember, you know. Carolyn McHugh actually was player of the match in that Ulster final. She was another midfield. And then from Tyrone, we had Noel Alcorn, Frances Judge, and Donna Kavanagh, two St. Eunice players, made up the other half forward line. Denise Dunyon, who now is in America as well.
Sean Dunyon, former chairman.
So she scored, I think, 3-1 that day, another great performance. Joan Byrne, full forward, was a great, fantastic player. She would catch balls that she had no right to catch. She scored 4-6, and then we had another Clonaily player, Agnes Kern.
Yeah.
You know,
good
so. And then you had, I mean, like any good team, it's the background, it's a panel that came on, you know, Teresa Conway, Breda Tunney, Bernie Ferry, you know, who's now Bernie McGuire, I think, Barrett Sylvester.
McGuire. Ross's woman.
Absolutely, she is a Ross's woman like yourself, that's right. Marie Gallagher, Barbara Ferry, Jackie Fury, Eilish Harkin, Maria Carr said it was the goalkeeper, Arlene Devine, Liz Gordon, Breach Carr, Deirdre Sweeney, you know.
Obviously,
Neela McCusker, I think I forgot her.
What was training like at the time? How often did you train?
We would have trained twice a week. Twice a week.
Maybe counting. 3 times coming up.
And at the same time, we would have still trained with a club.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So we were training 3-4 nights a week.
The county board at that stage, there was no money. The county board was set up the day we set up the county ladies team. So it was kind of thrown together. There was nothing there. So, I was driving, maybe I was one of the few, maybe there might have been 3 of us driving, so you took a car load.
Yeah.
There was no expenses, so there was nothing, you
know. Yeah, yeah. But it was a fine team, you know.
Oh, it was a good team.
Yeah.
We had a great team. While we took it seriously, we had great crack. It was absolutely, we had fantastic, you know.
Any stories you can tell us?
Not over the airways, I don't think.
I wouldn't care.
Donna Kavanagh, no, we're not allowed to tell anything.
No,
it was great fun. I mean, Sean Gavin was a fantastic trainer.
He played county senior for a while.
Yeah, he was good. We landed a training and we didn't have to worry about anything, you know, apart from putting
the sheep off. That's right.
I mean, things were lined out. They knew we had, as I say, the four men had a great background.
Well, the county senior footballers, the men, used to train in Town of Willie around that time too.
That's right. I think now maybe it was previous to the All-Ireland final. We had Matt Gallagher.
One night in Bundoran
after training, after them won in Ireland, it was just like wow.
And tell me about the celebrations after winning Ulster for the first time, because as you said, the county was in a high. Oh. They had won the All Ireland the year before, for the first time.
That's right, and I think that probably gives a lot of support, after winning Ulster, and probably put us on the map.
Yeah, gives a bit of credibility.
Absolutely, and I must say the coverage at the time. I mean, I still have the clippings. Derrida was looking at them earlier.
Fantastic.
We got great coverage.
From day one, from the paper.
You know, so and that it really helped. I suppose ladies' football get standing. But celebrations. I think most people remember the light in Fulcara in the loft bar.
Great fun.
But.
We did the tour of the county,
absolutely. Derrida, you probably remember more of that than I do.
But we just had great fun. We had a great bunch of girls that were great fun as well as great players, and we gelled really well. There was no jealousy, and if you were on, you were on. If you were subbed, you were subbed.
It was a great achievement in your first year.
It was incredible when you look back at it.
When you think of it, you know, some of you taking to the game for the first time, there was obviously Joan Byrne had played around a lot, obviously, and some of those players, you know, probably Grace Mead as well, obviously,
maybe.
Growing up in the house.
Probably played that much.
Think they had.
No.
There wasn't.
There was a high level. Skill level in that team.
There was a very high skill level. Yeah, there was.
For starting off, it was.
It was really good, being realistic.
And who was the county board that time?
I was the secretary. It was just like, I think Hugh Devaney and Danny Dunyan and myself and Sean Gallagher, do you remember?
Sean from Ballantrae, Sean has passed away as well.
Dermot Foy was the chair.
Yeah, from St. Noel's.
And they put an awful lot of work to try and get,
it was hard work because obviously it didn't have the same credibility, as the men's, and the men were on a real upper.
Yeah.
And this gang coming looking for whatever.
The fact that we were separate from the men's football. Yeah. We were a separate entity. And we were separate.
And still are, unfortunately.
Still are.
Some people will find that hard to...
25 years later.
Still are.
We're under two different umbrellas, really.
Some people listening will find that hard to believe because they'll see it as the one unit at certainly a club level.
Well, in different clubs, it depends on the club too. Yeah. Some clubs are terribly good with their ladies and others, not so much.
Yeah, some of them still just want them to make the tea. My special guests tonight are two ladies, two of the pioneers of Donegal ladies football who won that first ever Ulster Junior Championship title. You went back the following year again and you won it again, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We got to two All-Ireland finals in a row. We got to the All-Ireland final second year as well.
So I think we can just go for a quick break. We'll be back in a moment with Deirdre and with Mary.
The GAA programme is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Roger Ashkagy and Clare, my special guests in studio tonight are Mary Gordon or Mary Harkin and Deirdre Gallagher, who were members of that first ever Ulster Under All Junior Ladies winning team back in 1993. Hard to believe it's 25 years ago, certainly looking at the two ladies tonight. You wouldn't think it was 25 years ago. And of course, we're talking to the ladies ahead of the Ulster final and certainly the Ulster Senior Championship final. Donegal bidding for a third Ulster senior title and a first back-to-back titles this weekend when they play Armagh in Inniskillen, and the Donegal 1993 junior team are going to be the special guests and going to be honoured at that game, so we look forward to seeing them out again, but obviously looking forward to that as well and following Donegal at the moment. Donegal, right up there now, top team in Ulster.
All right up there. That's a great team.
Yeah.
Great skill, great bench. It's doing really well.
Yeah, good management team, everything. Absolutely. Yeah, put in huge effort too. Huge effort, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. Aye, I mean, bigger effort. Like, we would have trained for an hour and come home. I see them now, they're in the gym and doing things that we would never have been expected to do. So it's that higher. It's like the men's. It's everything's gone that bit higher, you know.
Yeah, and of course, you would enjoy great success out in Termin as well, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All Ireland champions a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it. Yeah, absolutely.
And some fantastic players.
Ah, yeah, they're. We have seven of them, I think, on the panel at the moment. So that's a great legacy. Yeah.
And obviously, that's you all started that.
Well, we hope we had some influence on it anyway.
It's
I hope
nice
so.
To see that it's still going.
That's the nice thing about it. And I wish them all the best.
Yeah. Anyway, tell me, ladies, in 1993, you won Ulster. You went on to the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, that was played in Tyrconnell Park in Donegal Town. It was against Meath.
Yeah.
And that was another great game.
The quarterfinal first year, it was against Cork.
Oh, well, there you are. Yeah, I forgot the quarterfinal.
We travelled to Cork.
Right.
That's right. To play the quarterfinal. Yeah.
And beat Cork. And that had been obviously
beat
Cork's.
Cork and Cork in their home ground.
That's
and that
right.
Probably
that was
would
a
have
big
been
a, game.
That was our All Ireland that year.
Yeah.
That, you know, it was a huge game. You know, it actually went extra time.
Tell you a funny story, Tom, about that. We were heading down to Cork on the bus and we stopped in Bundoran to get our breakfast.
Nearly starved.
And we had, breakfast. I don't know what we had in the kitty. It could have been €60 or £60. I can't remember. But I remember going into the cafe anyway and we were all ordering pancakes because it was the cheapest thing. Imagine heading to a quarter final and eating pancakes.
And going to Cork. I heading to Cork.
Yeah. And I remember Sean McAniff, God rest him, came into the cafe. I presume he owned it. I didn't know at the time. And he said, where are you all going? And I said, good God, this is the first ever ladies county team and we're heading to Cork to an All-Ireland quarter final and we have €60. And he said, breakfast covered.
Right,
and you paid for the whole burger. Yeah. So then we all ordered a fry.
Can I get a shout out to Matthew Faulkner, who has been brought into the Donegal senior training panel, please? Loving the show. That was text to us on 086 60 25000. If you want to text us or if you want to talk, ask any question to the ladies or wish them well, we'd love to hear from you. Just to remind you on that number again, it's 086 60 25000. And if you're texting from outside the dialing area, it's 00353 86 26000. And then it was Meath
it was Meath in All Ireland semi final.
But back to Cork. Cork were down in junior at that time, or was that
maybe they had a second team, but it was a junior team we played that time. I'm not sure now, but what had a senior team, I don't know.
And then Meath.
Meath then was the All-Ireland semi-final. We won that, I think the score was 4-6 to 10 points, you know. That was a home game for us in
Tyrconnell Park,
you know, and it was just great to get a home game, you know, after travelling.
And then, obviously, heading to Crow Park. What was that like then, even getting ready for that?
Oh, it was just fantastic. It's surreal, you know, it really is hard to explain, you know, what it's like to be able to put on the jersey. I mean, I was working in Donegal Stationery at the time and people coming in and, you know, the press coverage and
we
just absolute superstars.
And we were all expecting the men to be there, but it was the women that ended up in Crow Park.
That's right, yeah.
And Deirdre, you missed the final. You have to tell us that story.
I missed the final the following year.
Right.
Now, didn't I do it well?
Yeah.
So I got married on the 17th of September, so I was on my honeymoon for that one. Of course, getting ready to get, you know, decided to get married, and we really were looking more at the men and thinking, well, God, will we be away for that or will we be back for when they get to another final?
You never thought of it when you were.
Didn't ever think we'd make the All-Ireland final.
Probably when you were planning your honeymoon, there wasn't even a county team.
No. Well, there was at that stage.
Yeah. Wasn't even in the scene, though.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
And so I was away.
Yeah.
I was away on my honeymoon. I was in America.
Heartbreak, that was it.
It was kind of hard. I remember being conscious in America that they were playing in Croke Park.
Yeah.
I remember that hour that I knew they were playing and thinking, oh, for God's sake.
But the daughter of a cavern man, the missing the opportunity.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, and then the following year, I was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
With Ricky.
Yeah.
And didn't get playing that year either.
No. Yeah. Tell me, Mary, what was that like? What was the build up like? You know, you would have gone overnight to Dublin that time, would you?
Well, we stayed overnight. We stayed in the Harcourt Hotel that night.
Copperface Jacks wasn't going then.
No, we weren't allowed out. No, definitely not. We took our All Ireland final very seriously.
And you played, who did you play in the final?
London.
London.
And that was London's fifth All Ireland final. And they'd been beaten in the previous four. So we met a team that was of huge experience, you know.
And having beaten Cork and Meath, you probably thought as well.
I don't think the Donegal team that won the Ulster final turned up to Crow Park, you know. And, you know, it's easy to say, but definitely nerves were apart, you know.
Of course.
I mean, I remember I had the privilege to lead the Donegal team that day, but, I mean, I was only one small part of it. But, and I'm sure everybody felt the same. Walking out onto the pitch at Crow Park is just absolutely, what a feeling. And no matter what we were told about trying to keep ourselves calm and
waving at the crowd,
you couldn't. But you know, when you see your mother and father and you know, people up in the stands coming, you know. Mm.
And as you say, your dad was steeped in GAA as well. So
dad was steeped in GAA. Mum was a great fan too. She followed all the games, you know. So it was, and you know, people there that, I mean, your own mother, Deirdre, who rarely went to a game.
Never went to a game, only that game.
And the well wishes beforehand, I mean, it was just unbelievable. I don't think there was text back then, but you know, people were letting
us know. Coverage.
With a lot of coverage, and
one of the rules was that you weren't allowed to wave into the crowd, you know, so you got focused and you were behind the band, and you.
Yeah.
But I could never resist it, because if I saw Daddy in the crowd and I knew he was as proud as Punch, I always waved at him. Remember, we used to get
that's
F
right,
for doing that.
Yeah.
But looking back, there are things that you're glad you did.
Yeah,
what's your memories of the game itself?
We didn't show up on the day. We never got going. We never, you know, we could never get the ball out of that full back line, half back line. They were just bombarding us all the time, you know. The poor forwards were probably starved the whole day, you know. I remember at one stage, my one memory of it is that I thought, I got the ball and I thought, this is it. My one chance, and I went on a solo run. I never solo. I solo run up on a solo run the whole way up the field, and I probably lost the ball. I can't remember, you know, but it was just great memories, you know. But the after losing it was just...
stage, maybe.
Yeah.
Lots of support for the girls from all over the county, but particularly Harry Blake was a loyal follower of the ladies.
Absolutely.
Both the juniors and the county team. So.
I don't think himself and Isabel ever missed a game, both county or club.
Right.
You know, they were fantastic.
Yeah, Harry. And doing us proud, ladies. Looking forward to Sunday from your teammate back, midfield partner back, Caroline
McHugh.
She's obviously listening to the programme as well. So
Carly was actually player of the match in that Ulster final. Yeah. Back in 1993.
Yeah, the McHughs actually obviously they were a footballing dynasty, I suppose, really. She was the start of them, wasn't she?
Absolutely. Fantastic. Yeah. Great player, great dedication, and concentration was just unreal.
Yeah. You know. And as you say, you came back then the following year. What was your memories of that? Again, Deirdre, you probably didn't play at all the following year, did you? No.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I trained the whole year.
Right.
And then just got pregnant at the wrong time, close to the game. And I thought, if it was nowadays, I probably would have played. I wasn't that far on, but sure, I was afraid something would happen or whatever.
Yeah.
Sat it out again.
The joys of being a woman playing football, isn't it?
Tell me about 94.
94, probably wouldn't remember as much. You know, Grace Mead was captain that year. Another great GAA. Her family was a great GAA man as well.
Sean Mead played Galway 60.
That's right.
Three in a row, yeah.
Fantastic, you know. Did we prepare any different? I mean, the training was still as hard, but we came across a really tough Meath team that year. You know, even though we'd beat Meath probably twice the following year.
Yeah.
In 93 to get in the league and probably to get to the All-Ireland final that year, but... Look, it wasn't meant to be, you know, so.
Yeah. And of course, then we had to wait 10 years for the first All-Ireland.
That's right.
Yeah, again, I had lost, you know, so it just shows you, you know, you can't.
You get the spells of it.
Yeah. And of course, the ladies' game has improved greatly now. Of course, you had great success with St. Junan's at that time as well, hadn't
you? We had fantastic. I mean, we played, was it 8 or 9 Ulster finals in a row that time, you know?
And won them.
Yeah, we'd won 9 in a row as far as, if my memory serves me right. Now, I wasn't playing
and
all 9.
Couldn't make the big break too, you know?
We got to an All-Ireland final against Shelmaliers too, but we were beaten in the All-Ireland final, you know, but had gone to London to play Parnells, I think, was it, in London that year as well. And probably after beating London, we thought, right, but we came across Shelmaliers, who was just, you know.
When you look back now on all your years playing, starting with your Deirdre, what's your standout memory?
I would say probably the face of my father with pure pride when we won that Ulster final. And fair play to Mammy was there too, you know, but he just loved it so much, you know. And I think that for me would be my standout, for me personally.
Yeah. After the final whistle.
Yeah.
That was in Irvinestown, the 93.
That was a great game, great fun, you know.
And Mary, the same question for you.
Oh, look, you can't compare walking, leading your team, walking into Croke Park is one thing, but leading a team into Croke Park was just a memory that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
You know, again, walking up the stands, that year we walked up, and I remember my mother and father sitting in the, you know, the VIP box that time, you know, and it was, look at, they were super proud, one or lose.
Yeah.
But I do remember too, playing in an Ulster final for St Unions.
Yeah.
Against Carrickmore, and we were 9 points up, and we actually lost that final by a point, you know. That was one, it's probably one of the best teaching things that ever happened. Yeah. You know, you learn by your mistakes. People say you do learn by your mistakes.
Yeah, you learn more from the game you lose than the one you win.
That was a hard one to take that year.
You have to appreciate winning, don't you?
We just got a minute left. Looking forward to Sunday, obviously, and walking out again on the Sprooster Park this time.
Looking forward to it, really. Back in Fermanagh.
And is everybody turning up, or who?
Unfortunately, not everyone. There's a couple in America, and there's people who are going to a swimming gala that they can't get out of because that's what they teach. And just other people that, for whatever reason, can't make it. But there's about 13 of us. Good. But then the county board are honouring us at county the county final. So we're hoping everybody will make
that. Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me, just a quick look around the Donegal versus Armagh. What's the chances on Sunday? What do you make of them?
I go for Donegal 100%. I think they'll win this. Good panel, good bench. If he uses the right people,
I think they have higher ambitions this year, to be honest with you.
I think so too.
Thought I guess the question, Clark, coming look last night in Shachtan. That's my special guest tonight, Mary Gordon, now Mary Harkin, of course, captain of that first ever Donegal team to win an Ulster title in 93, and Deirdre Galligan. That's about it from this week. Obviously, next week we'll be looking forward to the big game. That's the Ulster final meeting of Donegal and Fermanagh. That's next Sunday week in Clonus. But from me, Tom Comick, from Jimmy Stafford and Sound, from my special guest Deirdre Galligan, or Deirdre Gallagher, and Mary Harkin, Gujian Shachtan, Johogan, Slán agus Bannacht.